Plus, Disney is much safer. While an NBA player wouldn't be able to go outside in Las Vegas without risking infection, Disney World would be able to control entry to the entire property and limit access to approved and tested individuals. According to Yahoo Sports' Kate Smith, a former Disney employee, unlike many of the other locations mentioned as single-site candidates, Walt Disney World is private property that includes not only the hotels and EWWS, but the immediate surrounding area as well. In effect, Disney can create a bubble by closing off streets and denying access to any area with relative ease.
Bringing teams together to play tournament-like games in one place was actually something the league considered before the lockdown. In last December, the league was proposing a tournament midway through the 2021-22 season. At the time, the league's plan was, first, to have all teams participate, while the teams in same division play as a group. Second, six group winners plus two teams with wildcard play in the knockout stage. Finally, the quarterfinals are played at home, and the semifinals and finals are played at a neutral venue. For the time being, the new system has not been determined, but it will be similar to the tournament plan. There is even a media proposal that the NBA should adopt a single-game elimination system, as in NCAA, win or go home. And sure, it does seem strange for a league to lock down an entire population of players, staff, families, resort workers, network staff, and security at Disney World during a global pandemic. And to be honest, there needs to be more testing available to the public. But Disney World might be the only way basketball resumes in 2020.